glad that we have this chance to talk to you. And Milos, when I was listening to the recordings on your album, Baroque, I was very struck by how poignantly you convey different characters. There are moments where it's really fiery and energetic. There's a lot of intensity. And other times it's more thoughtful and there's an introvertedness to it. So I was curious, do you feel like this is music that reflects you as a person, your personality?
I would say that my personality feels very comfortable in this music. What drives me more than anything is contrasts. The highs and the lows and the light and the darkness and the ups and downs. You see, where I come from, it's an interesting clash of the worlds. We are a Mediterranean nation in Montenegro, where I was born. It's a Mediterranean lightness and sun and music and all of that. But our DNA is Slavic, so it has this Slavic darkness as well. So when you put those two things together, it's like a nuclear explosion. And I think that the reason why I respond to the repertoire that has those contrasts so well and why I'm able to communicate that to the audience in front of me in a very natural way, and maybe that's the reason why the audience from the beginning connected to my recordings and the way that I play, was because I was never scared to take it to the extreme, to really see where are those chemical reactions that are going to stir up the imagination and the emotions the most. Because for me, that's how I feel alive. And the Baroque repertoire has that in buckets. It's just all out there, and you can take it in whichever way you want. Because as you said, some of the works are so lyrical and romantic, and you also have so many choices to make, whether you are using ornamentation or whether you are playing it in a pure way, whether your phrases are romantic phrases rather than this sort of Baroque style, more straight lined, but then relying on different ways of expression through ornamentation. So it's like you just have so many choices to make there. And I sort of made mine very instinctively, just based on what felt right, not even really what I knew was right. I just don't think that in music there is right or wrong, you know? If it moves you, it's right. If it's there and it creates an emotion, it's right and it's okay.
Yeah. So each one of these pieces apparently moved you in some way. What are a few of the selections that you would like to highlight for our listeners?
The reason why these 14 are on the album is simply because I felt that they worked, and I'm equally connected and in love with all of them because they all represent a different color, a different texture. They add to this little world that I was allowed to create on this album. My the Baroque through the lens of my eyes, of my musicianship, and each one of those pieces is part of that vision. It's tough because I could talk about each piece individually for hours, but what I was excited about was the arts and the hours, for example. That's something that is so far away from the guitar, instinctively, because of the sustain and because of the polyphony and the way that that works. And yet, it feels like it lived in the sphere of the guitar forever, somehow. It was so difficult for so many months, and then once it arrives, it felt like it was always there. And I think that's a successful transcription because it just became something else naturally without being forced. The Vivaldi concertos from Lestro Armonico, for example, are very interesting because you take four solo violins and you turn it into a guitar concerto part. That's really fun and such an achievement and such teamwork with Jonathan Cohen, with Arcangelo, with everyone involved, because you're just doing something that is maybe breaking that idea of what's possible. And I always like that. The moment we stop evolving, everything stops. It's almost like you stop existing if you stop evolving, if you stop changing. The whole nature is changing all the time. Everything around us is changing all the time, and we have to allow ourselves to do the same. And the artists that I admire the most, whether it's visual artists, whether it's musicians or whoever, are the ones that have not been scared of that change. If you, for example, look at Picasso, and if you look at what he painted when he was 14, 15 years old, and through the whole life, from one period to another, to another, to another, it's constant evolution. When you look at even someone like Madonna, it's the same. When you look at composers, modern composers, when you look at how, say, John Adams sounded a few decades ago and today, or it's a whole constant evolution. And I'm inspired by that because it means that you are processing and you are living life in real time. And that's a nice thing. I want to be like that, right? And sometimes it's going to be hard. And you know, I've been through a lot of ups and downs, but I'm proud of it. I wouldn't change it for anything. And for that reason, when I get an opportunity to be in front of people on stage, it's something I never take for granted because it's such a privilege. You speak the language of the whole world. You're sharing music. You're inspiring, stirring emotions. You are sharing your experience in the most profound, direct way through the language of emotions. And what a way to live a life.
So I'm thinking back to the year 2011, 2012. That's about the time that you released your debut album. Is that right?
Yes.
So between that period and now, your newest album, Baroque, how do you feel like you've evolved since then?
Well, in that decade, I've probably lived through a few lifetimes because you're just thrown out there out of nowhere and you have to find your feet and find who you are. And from just living in your own space, in your own time, within this protected, cocooned world of classical guitar, you're flying through the world, playing with the best orchestras in best places. Everything you do matters. You're carrying the flag for the instrument. You're opening the doors. You're like doing so much work. And so often I felt that I was expected in those years. I felt that every time I played the guitar somewhere, I was expected to do the impossible. It was an expectation that what I was going to do was going to be so different and so much, I dare say, better than what people perceived was the instrument itself. And yet I couldn't do anything more than just be myself. And when you are facing yourself and the context that you're put into in this way on such a world stage, that's a clash. That's a huge emotional discharge that you have to deal with on a daily basis. And the only thing that saves you from getting lost in all of that is if at all times you know who you are and what your values are and what is your paramount. And my paramount, my religion, was always to find the best music, to get to the point, to reach as far as I have to in order to be true. Because if I wasn't, I would feel it and I would be so deeply affected and unhappy. And if that happens, then you also learn from that, because then you pick it up, then you know. But at all times, you know, and following that gut feeling and that gut instinct and letting that be your guiding light through all of these other things, it silences all that noise. It silences the context so that you can find the best version of yourself. There is no other way for me. I mean, I admire so much colleagues and people who are able to always be consistent and always deliver on cue. I just always found that really, really difficult, because you're made out of all of those human cells, molecules, that are resonating one against the other in different ways through your life, through your days, through your hours and minutes of your life. And you need to put that in your music, not some superficial consistency. And that is what being vulnerable means. And I feel that an audience is always with you if you're honest, if you are there sharing that experience in the good times and in the bad times. So in those years from the first album until now, and now this is the seventh one, so many thoughts and ideas went through this one person, and now I feel it's a new chapter. It's a sense of maturity where you kind of feel more comfortable in your own skin than ever.
That resolution to really be yourself, I think that's so admirable. And before I let you go here, I know we've talked a lot about the performance side of you, but you, I understand, have your own guitar method series as well. I was wondering if you could just tell me briefly about what compelled you to design that teaching series.
Well, I used to teach when I was a student at the Royal Academy in London. It was my way of earning some extra money, because, you know, you have to survive as a young musician who is trying to make it. So I was so annoyed for so many years that these method books for young children that are learning to play the guitar were incredibly boring and really so not very inspiring. And I thought, if I was a young kid and I wanted to play the guitar, I want to hear something that excites me. I want to hear a piece, even if it's simplified, but I want to have the means how to do it. And actually, when Shots approached me and said that they would like to try to do something like this together, I was very excited, because I knew that I didn't want to make a method of how to play the guitar in the best and the most correct way, because there are so many of those methods. But I thought, how fun would it be to create a few books where actually I'm just through my own experience, which was really not very regular, share it with people and see how they find it, and share the pieces that have been part of my artistic process, and you know, make someone come closer to you through that music. So it's by no means a method or anything like that. It's just a wonderful way of sharing your story with people who are interested in it and who can have some fun playing really cool tunes on the way.
Well, Miloš Karadaglić, thank you so much. I'm so glad we could take these few minutes to celebrate you and your many accomplishments, including Baroque. Just to really appreciate your time speaking with us here on Classical Conversations.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure talking to you too.